This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Trust. Trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran is full of emphasis on the relationship that we are to seek in our reliance upon Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدًا. Does not Allah be the one who is sufficient for His creation, for His servant, and for all that He has put into existence? And surely anybody who contemplates the grandeur of Allah, the importance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and plays in our life, should come to a point of recognition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who we put our full isti'ana in. Leave off all that nonsense about putting any hope or any attempt of seeking anything beyond or with other than Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who suffices those who were in greater need before us, and He will be the one who is able to assist those who will have greater needs after us. Consider the moment of Musa alayhi salam. He's been saved from Pharaoh and he's on his night journey with Bani Israel, and they come to the shores of that great water body. And at that moment, Pharaoh, as Allah says in Surah Ash-Shura, has plotted a strategic advantage where he wanted to put the backs of Musa and Bani Israel, the Israelites, against the water body and to mow them down with his cavalry, his horses, and his army. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes Musa at that moment when the Israelites, they turn in woe and in disgust and say, how have you brought us to this point of our obliteration? He said, Kalla inna ma'ya rabbi sayahdeen. Never will my Lord let me down. He will lead me to a point of guidance that will lead us out of this difficulty. That inner serenity, that moment where you come and your back is against the wall, is a time-told story with every prophet, every messenger. It is the story of Yusuf in the cave, Ibrahim being thrown in the fire, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hijrah. The one who saved them, the one who protected Yunus, the one who protected Yusha, the one who assisted our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the one who is able to help us all. Keep the Quran as a part and parcel of your lifestyle and know that Inna Allaha ma'ana. Allah is always with us.